Today has been a day of logistics for the Healy and the Renda. The ships have not moved toward Nome since yesterday. The Healy had to get into position to launch its helicopter this morning. Vitus Marine hired their own ice expert, who flew out to the vessels this afternoon to help with the remainder of the delivery. Officials are hopeful the vessels will reunite this evening and continue their voyage to Nome. The ultimate price to consumers of the fuel aboard the Renda is still unknown. The tanker's long journey across the Pacific and the slow progress through the ice, however, should not have a dramatic effect on the final price. KNOM's Ben Matheson has the story.
Gas and diesel are running low in Nome. Bonanza Fuel ran out of diesel around Christmas and has been purchasing fuel from Crowley's inventories since then. Gasoline is running extremely low, according to Sitnasauk. The Renda's payload of 1.3 million gallons should bring the supplies necessary to make the summer barge season. The price of that fuel to consumers in Nome, however, is still an open question. The cost of chartering the Russian tanker through Vitus Marine is not fully known, according to Sitnasauk board chair Jason Evans.
Some of those costs are variable based on the ultimate return of the ship to its home port. So, you know, we won't know our final cost for the next couple of weeks or so.
The fuel bound for Nome aboard the Renda has been slogging through the ice for nearly a week. The Renda and Healy have far overrun the earlier projections, calling for a 4 or 5 day trip from Dutch Harbor to Nome. The latest delays are in addition to complications in attempting to load gasoline in Japan and ultimately filling up with less gas in Dutch Harbor. But Evans says the delays and complications in the journey should not have a big impact for the consumer in Nome.
There was a small increase if the delivery took longer, and right now we're operating within the time frame that we thought the delivery would arrive, and you know, factored in some extra time to deliver the fuel. So I think we're well within that at this point in time. Should that small increase trigger, fairly minor in comparison to just a normal delivery of fuel.
Another factor in the final price is the role of Delta Western, the company that was originally scheduled to deliver the fuel this fall. When Sitnasauk was exploring options to fly in fuel, they were calling on Delta to, quote, pay a fair share to protect consumers. Evans says conversations are ongoing between the two companies, and Delta Western did sell Bonanza the 300,000 gallons of gasoline in Dutch Harbor. Evans says the conclusions to what went wrong in September and October and who ultimately pays will not be resolved now.
Most of our time and energy is focused on getting the Renda safely arrived in Nome and also preparing for all things that we need to do to offload the fuel.
Another variable in the supply and demand equation is that Nome has experienced a cold snap in recent weeks. The last time Nome was above zero was Christmas Eve. Evan says Bonanza has been selling more heating fuel than normal, although the heating fuel supplies should be adequate. The diesel aboard the Renda can be used for heating if necessary after being blended with heating fuel. Evan says that if the tanker were unable to make it into Nome, the option remains to fly in fuel on hundreds of flights of tanker aircraft. This could add $3 to $4 per gallon to delivery costs. Evan says he's confident in the Renda and Healy's ability to make it in. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.